Sometimes I pray, a lot in the Tivesra. And sometimes I have sugar in by the chief rabbi of the Tivesra, Rabbi Shai. He knows a lot. But yesterday came, you know, the son of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Tzak Yosef. Big Talmid Haham. There are one beside the other. Who should I say hello first?
Whoever you're closest to. In Mavirin Ala Mitzot.
They are one beside the other. And I'm going straight to them.
Stick up both hands.
Whichever is, there's usually one's a little bit less. Otherwise, either way you go is okay.
Okay. Either way you go.
Okay.
That's like
okay. So, first of all, good evening, everyone. Wanted to continue. We discussed last week some halachas of Birchas HaShachar, and wanted to pick up on some relevant details there. First of all, one of the things we discussed, I think, towards the end, was the time for Birchas HaShachar, meaning what's the latest one could say Birchas HaShachar. Ideally, they should be said before davening. But let's say one did not say them before davening. So, till when could he say them? So, first, the idea that they could or should be said after davening altogether is a Mufurash Ramah, the Ramah at the end of Siman Nun Beis, because Siman Nun Beis is discussing one who was late to shul and discussing the halachas of skipping parts of Psukah Dezimra, or possibly even according to the Mechaber, all of Psukah Dezimra, in order to be able to daven with the Tzibur and to be able to start Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. So over there, the Mechaber says, the Mechaber holds that even if it's a question of skipping the entire Psukah Dezimra, you shouldn't just pick up with Birchos Kriyashma. Less than that, you can't do. You can't not say Birchos Kriyashma in the morning, because you have to be somech gula l'tfila. But Psukah Dezimra, the Mechaber holds you could skip all of them if necessary. And then he says, if you do that, so you would say them after davening. After davening, you'd say Psukah Dezimra, but you do not say the brachos. You do not say Baruch Sha'amar, the brachos on Psukah Dezimra. You do not say Baruch Sha'amar, and you do not say Yishtabach. Those can only be done when you say Psukah Dezimra at their proper time, which is before davening. So on that, says the Ramah, umikol makom yomar kol birchas kol habrachos shemuchiv l'varech haboker. However, although you need to skip or at this point baruch sha'amar nishtabach, you omit them, you don't say them at all once you've davened, but all the brachas that you're obligated to say in the morning, those you still should say. Okay, so now we'll get back to, I want to go into some specifics about that, but it's clear that In a general sense, that you could say the brachos after. So how late could you say them? So we mentioned last week, the Mishnah Berurah brings a question about it. The Mishnah Berurah is maskana, both in the Mishnah Berurah here at the end of Siman and Beis, and in the Bir Halacha, he reiterates it, is that up to 4 hours in the day, you could definitely say them. The end is 4 hours, that's the end of Zman Tefillah. So if you look on any luach, that has Sof Zman Tefillah. So that's what that is, 4 hours in the day. So up to Sof Zman Tefillah, you definitely say them. Then the Mishnah Berurah paskins lalacha that even if it's after that, but as long as it's up to chatzos, which is another 2 hours, you know, based on the halachic hours, another 2 hours, you would still say them up to chatzos hayom. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, as far as saying them later than chatzos, well, he brought their opinions that you could say them all day and even at night. He mentioned his, you know, the only exception being Hamavir Shein, we said last week, if a person's already falling asleep, it's so late at night, he's so tired, he's falling asleep, and he can't say Hamavir Shein anymore. But the other brachos is an opinion that could still say them at night. So in that, the Mishnah Berurah says, one who relies on that opinion and says them even after Chatzos, meaning basically it seems there's not really a major difference between saying them at 1:30, you know, after Chatzos, and 9:30 at night, or 10:30 at night. One who relies on saying them after Chatzos, he says, Ein limchos biyado. You shouldn't stop him. Meaning to say, Mishnah Berurah doesn't give a very strong endorsement to doing that, to saying them after Chatzos, but one who does, you don't have to, don't tell him, you shouldn't tell him he's doing the wrong thing. You could let him rely on the poskim that's okay to say. Okay, but at least till Chatzos, for sure, the Mishnah Berurah passing, you should say them. Now, so the question is, are there any exceptions? Even though the Ramah uses a very broad lashon, Ramah says Mikol Makom Yomar Kol HaBrachos Shemichuyev Levarich LaVoker. Ramah says all the brachos that you're obligated to say in the morning, you should say. But there are a couple of exceptions or possible exceptions. First of all, the bracha Ma'al Netilas Yadayim. That bracha, we learned about this many, a couple of years ago, I think. But that bracha has to be said before davening. Once you've davened shachar, you don't say the bracha al netilas shadayim. Okay, if you're going to have some bread to eat, then you'll say al netilas shadayim for that. But the bracha al netilas shadayim, which you say in the morning, that has to be before davening. Once you've davened shachar, he said Shmoneh Esrei, you can't say that anymore. According to the sheet of the Rush, the mitzvah of netilas shadayim in the morning, on which we're making a bracha, is specifically to wash your hands for davening. According to the Rashba, it's for something else, but the Rashba is for that you're bearing a chadasha. Once you've davened shachar, you can't say that bracha. Okay, now, are there any others? So, the bracha of Elokai Neshama is a shaila in the poskim. It's a shaila if you could say the bracha of Elokai Neshama after you've already davened shachas. What's the shaila? Why not? Why would Elokai Neshama be different than any other birchas shachar? Because there is the opinion, the sheet of the Pri Chadash. And this is back, this is found not in Nun Beis, but this is found back in Simen Mem Vav. The Mishnah Berurah discusses it in Sifkan Chav Dalet. The sheet of, sorry, not the Pri Chadash, but the sheet of the, I'm sorry, I'm confused. There are two Shas of Elokai Neshama. We're discussing now the Shaila of a person who he slept during the night, but that he should have said Elokai Neshama in the morning, but he didn't. He was in a rush. Either he forgot or he was in a rush to daven and to catch the tzibur. So he pushed it off till after davening. So that is as I was saying. I'm sorry. That isn't Siman Nun Beis, and it is the Pri Chadash. The Pri Chadash, the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Mishnah Berurah in Sivka and Ches says that you can't say it after davening. Why? Because it's included. Or you already yotzi when you said the bracha of Mechayi HaMesim in Shemona Esrei, the second bracha of Shemona Esrei. Atagi Baruch Hashem Mechayi Mesim Atarav L'Hoshi, and we end off in Neman Atal Hachios Mesim Baruch Atosh Mechayi HaMesim. So once you've said the bracha of Mechayi HaMesim, that already includes the theme of Elokai Neshama, where we talk about the Neshama, you've given me a Ta'asid Litlami Menu L'Hachazira Bila Asid Lava, you can give me back the Neshama. B'shas Tchias HaMesim. So once you've already made a bracha on Tchias HaMesim, says the Pri Chadash, you can't say Elokai Neshama anymore. That's the sheet of the Pri Chadash. However, a number of Achronim challenge it. The Ma'amar Mardechai is cholik on the Pri Chadash, and some other Achronim are at least are mefakpeik, meaning they question this ruling, this psak of the Pri Chadash. And Mishnah Berurah brings this all down, as I said, in the Sifka and Ches, and Beis Sifka and Ches. So the Mishnah Berurah has two eitzes. He says, first of all, he says, the best thing to do would be, if you're in this position, that you've already damaged, you've skipped the brachos, and you've started davening, and now you're up to, so if you remember when you get up to Shemoneh Esrei, have in mind specifically that I don't want to be Yotzei Elokai Neshama with my Chayim Mesim. I'm going to say Mechayim Mesim, but I have Kavana not to be Yotzei, my Chiyuv of the Bracha Mechayim Mesim. But he says you could do that, you could split it, and then you could for sure say it afterwards. And even if one doesn't need specific kavana when he says a bracha, he doesn't need specific kavana to be yotzei. But if you have kavana lehepech, you have kavana not to be yotzei, then you're not yotzei. So I have kavana to be yotzei Shemona Esrei and all the bracha Shemona Esrei, but not to be yotzei the bracha l'kain Shabbat. So have that in mind. Now while we're there, the Mishnah Berurah has a discussion with Birchas HaTorah also. Is, and we're getting back to Kain Hashem, I just want to draw an analogy. Berachas HaTorah also is a big shaila. Once you've said the bracha of Ahava Rabba before Kriya Shema, could you say Berachas HaTorah? We've discussed this in the past. So there, the shaila is, could you do the same thing? I'll say Ahava Rabba, and I have in mind not to be Yotzei Berachas HaTorah. So that, the Mishnah Berurah is not not in favor of, because that he feels that you can't split. Ava Rab is inherently a Berachas HaTorah. That's what it is. That's why you're Yotze, because it is a Berachas HaTorah. Say, you know, we're saying to Hashem that you gave us the Torah and same Libeinu Lahavnu Lahaskil, you know, the Bechul. That's inherently a Berachas HaTorah, and the Mishnah Berurah feels that can't be divided. You can't have it. You can't be Yotze the Bracha and not be Yotze Berachas HaTorah with it. So that he doesn't recommend doing. But Elokai Neshama, he feels that could be separated. The chiyuv of the kind of shama could be separated from the chiyuv of Shmona Esrei of saying mechayim esim Shmona Esrei, and that's what you should do. That's that if you remember on time. But what happens if you don't remember that? You know, a person, unfortunately, he was late that morning, and he's running behind already, and he's playing catch up and everything. And Baruch Hashem, he made it to Shmona Esrei, and hope he's, but now to remember, oh, I didn't, you know, have in mind that I want to be this kind of shama. Very possible he won't remember. Or what happens about the person who comes over after Shmona Esrei and he asks the Shaila, he says, I didn't say brachas before davening, I davened already, can I say the brachas now? So what do you tell him? Do you tell him, yeah, go ahead, say all the brachas, with the exception of Antil Shdayim and, you know, Brassel Brachas HaTorah? Or do you tell him, wait, hold on a second, don't say Elokai Neshama, he didn't have it in mind, he didn't know anything about this Eitzah. So what is the din if you didn't do this Eitzah? You already davened Shmona Esrei, so should you say Elokai Neshama or not? So the Mishnah Berurah says the best Eitzah then would be, if you can, lie down for a bit during the day. Well, a lot of people will have no problem with that Eitzah, if they have the time for it. Lie down, and he says, he says, if you want to be Samech in the Prichadash and not say it, on the other hand, if you want to be Samech on all the other poskim and yes, say it, lo hifsid, you're okay too. Meaning, whichever way you go is okay. However, the best thing about Rotsa, Lutz, is Yidei Shneim, if you want to be Yossi, everybody, Nir Elisha, Niach, Ma'alishan, Bayom, go sleep a bit. And then when you get up in the morning, after that nap, you could say Elokai Neshama. Now, how much would you have to sleep? See, what's the idea first? What's the idea? So he brings, because there are many poskim that say that you should, anytime if you take a nap during the day, you should say Elokai Neshama when you get up. Because when you slept during the day, it's also like a siluk of your neshama. Your neshama was taken up to Shemayim and then given back to you. So many hold. He brings the Beis Yosef, brings in the name of a number of Rishonim, that brings from Rabbi Yehuda Shapiro, Ha'agar B'Shem Rabbi Shapiro, and he says V'chein Klasa B'Shibali Aleka, etc., etc., and others. So they say that when even anytime you sleep during the day, when you wake up, you say Elokai Neshama. Now says, but the Beis Yosef's psak is lo nagu kein. We don't normally do that. If you said it in the morning, you slept at night, said Elokai Neshama in the morning, then you took a nap during the day, we don't do it. We don't say Elokai Neshama in the day. But says the Mishnah Berurah, here we have a situation where you didn't say it in the morning. Why not? You forgot, or you skipped it so that you could daven with the tzibur, and you didn't say it. So you didn't say it. And there's a good possibility, a good chance that you should say it now anyway, even if you don't go to sleep, right? There's a good chance. The Pri Chadash says not to. Pri Chadash says, no, you're already Yosei with B'chayim Esim. But a number of other Achonim disagree with the Pri Chadash, and they say, no, it's two separate things, you can still say it. So says the Mishnah Berurah, then at least if you go to sleep, and if you take a nap, then already you have more on your side. First, you have all the Achonim that say that anyway, you still have to say it. Plus, you have the Rishonim that say that whenever you sleep during the day, you should say it. So that's enough to tilt the scales, and then you could for sure say it. So now, how long did you have to sleep? So the Mishnah doesn't say here, but when he talks about how long you have to sleep at night, to in order to be chayiv in Elokai Neshama, he says shita nishman. So what's shita nishman? So a few different shitas in opinions in what shita nishman is, and it seems that the most common psak is that it's a half an hour. That you have to sleep a half an hour. So that's probably what he means during the day also. You'd have to sleep for half an hour if you want to be sure, you want to be certain, you want to have the Mishnah Berurah's, complete haskama and bracha, that you should be saying Elokai Neshama, even though you daven shachris ready. Again, you slept during the night, but you didn't say Elokai Neshama in the morning, and now you daven shachris. So the question is, did you lose the opportunity? So you want to regain it by sleeping during the day. It would seem that it would, to be certain, it would require a half an hour nap. I don't know how practical is that for people who weren't planning on that.
You tried to sleep for half an hour, or you were asleep for half an hour?
Well, okay, that's a good question. Lachari means you're sleeping for half an hour. So, right, so if you set your alarm for an exact, you look at the time it is, and you set your alarm for exactly 1.5 hours, you probably won't get it.
If you take a nap, you have to wash an egel, not with a bracha. Do you have to wash an egel, sir?
Yes, if you sleep in bed, and you know, again for half an hour, you should wash an egel, of course, without a bracha, correct? But you should wash an egel, sir.
Do you need to wash because the doubt that you scratch like a core part of your body, or because
but even because of ruach ra, we're choshesh that the ruach ra, which it goes on a person for sleeping at night, perhaps is during the day as well, and that's why we wash negelvaser during the day as well, although it's not the same level of chi of a certainty as it is at night, but we still do it during the day. Okay, so for this eitzah, you'd have to sleep half hour. So just to review, if you did not say, if you slept at night, but you wake up in the morning, you did not say l'kain neshama because you, or for whatever reason, you forgot or you were in too much of a rush. So after davening, it's a machlokas poskim. The Mishnah Berurah says either way you go, you're okay. If you want to because you did not say it, then okay. But it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah more leans toward you should say it. But if you want to make it even more certain, then take a half hour nap, and then for sure you should say it. Now, of course, if you can find somebody else to be motzi you, let's say someone's coming in for the next minyan, you dab into the 7 o'clock minyan, and someone else coming out for the 8:30 minyan or whatever, and he didn't say the brachos yet, so of course you can have him be motzi you, and that for sure will resolve the issue. Now I wanted to compare this to another din, and that is the din of a person who is awake at night. Right. If one is let's say one is awake at night, does he say Elokai Neshama in the morning? So we said last week we quoted the Rama in Simen Mem Vav Seif Ches, where the Rama Paskins that Yeshomrim that feel alone is chayibahen. In terms of the Berachas Shachar, Pokeachivim, Malbasharumim, Matresurim, you feel alone is chayibahem. Let's say a person didn't get dressed, or a person didn't stand up, or whatever, didn't put on shoes. You know, still he makes the brachas because it's you're not mevarich on your own personal situation. The bracha is on tzarchei ha'olam, v'chein haminog. Says the Ramah, v'ein l'shanos. That's what you do. Say the brachos. Say the list of brachos, even if you personally didn't, you know, have a personal chiyuv. But yet there's a shaila by two of them. And one is Elokai Neshama. And the other one is a Maver Sheinu Me'ene. Why are those different? Those are personalized. Elokai Neshama Shenosato Bi. Talking to Hashem and saying, the Neshama you gave me, Tahora, he said, it is personalized. That nusach is personalized, and also Hamavir Sheina Me Einoi Usnumam. Hashem took the sleep away from my eyes and the slumber from my eyelids. So those are more personalized nusach. So perhaps those you don't say, despite the Ramah here, the Achronim are mistapik, that perhaps those you don't say, if you're up all night. And here's where in Mem Vav, Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chavdalid brings from the Eliyahu Rabba that says those two brachas you don't say. If you're up all night, you don't say those two brachas, not Elokai Neshama and not Hamavir Sheina. That's what the Rabbi says. He brings other achronim. They strongly question the Eli Rabbi, the Prima God, the Mishari Tshuva. And the Mishari Tshuva says, you know, the best thing is to get someone else to be motzi you. If you're up all night, get someone else to be motzi you. That's what happened Shavuos morning, right? Shavuos morning, when you have a Beis Medrash full of people that were up all night learning. And typically, somebody will wait for someone to come in who did sleep during the night, at least Shita Nishman, even didn't necessarily sleep the whole regular full night sleep, but he slept Shita Nishman, which we'll say was a half hour. So he'll come in and he'll make the brachas. Now, usually that person makes the whole list of brachas, but that's not really necessary. He's making the whole list of brachas. It's easier than instead of coordinating, you know. But the main ones he has to say for people are, well, I'll tell you the time, so you could usually take care of yourself. But Birchas HaTorah is Shaila, and Elokai Neshama and Amav Rishena. So he says the whole list already, but technically speaking, most of the list you could say yourself. But okay, so Elokai Neshama and Amav Rishena is a Shaila, and better to get others to be Motsu. So here, the post can talk about, well, the following question. Let's say I was up all night, but I slept during the day before. Or, by the same token, let's say I was up all night, but then I go to sleep afterwards during the day. Shavuos, you know, it happens sometimes on Shavuos that nobody can make the brachas. Nobody comes in. Everybody was up all night. Anybody who wasn't up all night doesn't come into that minyan at Netzach Hama. So, especially in some cities, it's much earlier than it is here. So what do you do? So, the shaila is if you go to sleep during the day, could you say it? I for a number of years I had the shaila because there was a tkufa when I found I would stay up all night Shavuos night, and I could not daven shachris, absolutely impossible. I just couldn't keep my eyes open, and it wasn't davening. So I started doing was I would stay up and learn Baruch Hashem. I was able to, but then after Alos HaShachar, when the things were winding down, like we get ready to start davening, I would go home and go to sleep. And this was, you know, in Chicago, it wasn't as late as here. Alos HaShachar was somewhere around 4:30 or even a little bit earlier on Shavuos. During the summer, it's much more polarized, whatever. So I'd go home and sleep from 5 till whatever, 8:30, whatever it was, and get up and daven at 9 o'clock minyan. I would first say Kriya Shema before I went to sleep. It was late enough, or whatever you call it, you know, late enough, enough into the day to say Kriya Shema. And this way I would, you know, because the minyan I was davening wasn't going to make the Magen Avraham's Ma, Okay, so I would say Kriya Shema, then I would go to sleep. And I would get up for Shachas, and for me it worked like a charm for a number of years. It worked beautifully. I was able to stay up and I learned fine, and then I found that the few hours of sleep refreshed me, and davening was geschmack. Baruch Hashem, switched back already, and I was typically able to daven, you know, even right away. But anyway, so I always had the shaila during those years. I would go home, nobody's making, you know, I would go home before they made brachas or anything, So what would I do? What should I do about Elokai Neshama? Could I say Elokai Neshama? Unless I would get to shul to find somebody to say it for me, but should I say Elokai Neshama or not? I was up all night and I slept during the day. So should I say Elokai Neshama? So that's the Shaila Poskim. Should you say Elokai Neshama if you up all night slept the day, or if you slept the day before? What's the Shaila? The Shaila is, could we find by Birchas HaTorah, Rabbi Akiva Eger says you could do that. Akiva Eger says even if you're up all night, but if you slept during the day, and then you're up all night, you say Berachas HaTorah, because the whole shaila is what causes the new chiyuv of saying Berachas HaTorah in the morning? Is it the new day? In which case, it doesn't make a difference whether you slept or up. It's the new day. Or is it because you slept? So if you slept, it doesn't make a difference whether you slept during the day or slept during the night. So as long as I slept and it's a new day, I have both factors, right? It's one of those two factors is the machayev, either the fact that I slept or the fact that it's a new day. So I have them both. And usually you sleep at night and then you wake up for the new day. But what's the difference? If I slept in the afternoon before and then the night passes in the day, or the opposite. Rabbi Akiva Eger says you do that. So the shaila is, could you do it here too?
Wasn't Ma'ariv davening in between? Made
right. So that's a kasha on Birchas HaTorah and the kasha on Rabbi Akiva Eger, because you lechara, you should have in mind during Maariv to be Yotzei Birchas HaTorah, and you should learn afterwards, and then you'll lose. Yeah, and Chanami. So that's Kveg is going for as a person who didn't do that, didn't have in mind, didn't learn right away, etc. Okay, but when it comes to my shaila now of Elokai Neshama, that's not even going to be a problem. Elokai Neshama, you're not Yotzei by saying Hava Solim in Maariv. So the shaila Mechay Mesim
Maariv.
Okay, true, but that that's if you slept before my shaila. But first of all, you could have in mind not to be Yotzi. But anyway, my main shaila is sleeping afterwards. My main shaila is if you went to that was my shaila then. So the question is: do we say the same Memar Shach? Do we say the same thing? I have a new day and I slept, or do we say no? So some posts say that. Some posts, if you look and they say for Isha Yisrael on Tefillah, Perik Hey, or Mem Gimel, I think it was, I just saw it before, he has a long discussion of this, and he brings many posts can say that. Yes, same thing. If you were up all night, but it's the new day, and you slept during the day, whether the day before or the day after, you could say Elokai Neshama. However, others say no, because Elokai Neshama, sleeping during the day, it doesn't help. For Elokai Neshama, the point is, you know, that you slept at night and you wake up and you get the new Neshama. Birchas HaTorah, it's just sleeping. Sleep is Shinas Keva. It's right. If sleeping is the factor, it doesn't make a difference whether it's day sleep or night sleep. But Elokai Neshama, it could be that you need a night sleep. So you haven't covered all your bases. True, it's a new day, and you slept, but you slept during the day, and it could be sleeping in the day is not real, does not help.
Didn't so, Rebbe say before that there were poskim who say that?
Right, so that's exactly what I wanted to bring out, that here, the Biralacha here brings the Beis Yosef, that a number of poskim say that, no, that all kind of Shema, you always say it for sleeping in the day, even if you said it in the morning, after you slept, you say it again. So there are poskim that say, no, the kind of Shema, dafka, sleeping in the day is fine. And the Mishnah Berurah brings them over there. But he only brings them over there where he holds anyway that you really should be saying Lekai Neshama. He seems to be leaning, even if you don't go to sleep during the day, even if you're not up all night. Okay, in the case where you were not up all night, the case where you just didn't say it before davening, right? You just didn't say it before davening. And the question is, were you Yosef with Mechayim Esim? So there, the Mishnah Berurah seems to lead to, nah, you aren't Yosef. You really should say it. So for that, he's Bitzaref. Okay, you want to be Yosef, you know, Lekuliyama, go to sleep. And then we'll bring in the sheetahs that even for sleeping the day counts. But if you were up all night, where it's perhaps a bigger shaila, whether you could say it, so there, you know, not he wouldn't necessarily be mitzarif for that. So, but that is exactly why I brought this in here, to show that you know there are different days that you do say the kind of shama even for just sleeping during the day. Okay, so to review, so this part, so saying if you were late for davening and you didn't say the kind of shama before davening, so it's if you can get someone to be motzi you, great. If you can't, then the Mishnah Berurah paskens either way you go. If you say it, lo hifsid. You have nothing to lose by saying it. But if you don't say it, the person doesn't say it, we won't protest. We won't tell him either that he's doing the wrong thing. And if you can sleep during the day and say it, then that's fine. Now, next question is a question which is really raised by the Aruch HaShulchan. And that is, and by the way, I just want to say though, this whole, even if you want to pass like those, that by when you're up all night and you slept during the day, you could say Elokei Neshama, but that's only Elokei Neshama, not Hamaver Shena. If Hamaver Shena, it seems for sure, it doesn't help to sleep during the day. If Hamaver Shena, if you're up all night, sleeping during the day is not going to make a difference. Best thing is to find somebody to be motzi you with Hamaver Shena. Okay. Now, getting back to the guy who came late to davening, or for a different reason, he skipped brachas, and now he davened already shachris. So we said, Rama says, say all the brachas. Well, says the Aruch HaShulchan, how could you say the bracha of Hanosein Lasech Vivina, the first one on the list? We talked about the last one on the list, Amar Rishena. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the first one, Hanosein Lasech Vivina, how could you say that? He's saying, Hashem gave intelligence to the sechvi, which means the tarnagol, or maybe it means the human heart, to distinguish between day and night. You already said a whole couple of paragraphs of Yotzer Ma'oros. You said Yotzer Or, Varech Hoshech, you know, Hameyur La'aretz. You said, oh, Baruch Hashem Yotzer Ma'oros. You said a whole discussion about you know, day and lightening up the day, v'chulu, and now you're going to say, Anosin L'sechvi Vino L'hafka Minyom V'lel. You already took care of that. You already Yotzer. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, if you ask me, you should not say Anosin L'sechvivina after davening. B, number two, says Aruch HaShulchan, what about the bracha of Matir Asurim? Hashem unties those who are tied up. Why not? You said that in Shemona Esrei. You said, Atagibra Olam, Mechayim Esim Matir Rav Lashia, Mashrim, Mechal Kalchayim Bechesim, Mechayim Esim, Somech Noflim, Verofei Cholim, Matir Asurim, Mechayim Esim, you said Matir Asurim already, and you concluded, Baruch Hashem, Mechayim Esim. So you said it in the context of a bracha. So now you're going to say again, Baruch Hashem, Mechayim Mechayim, Matir Asurim?
Maybe it's the question. Why doesn't it work the other way? You say brachas shachar, and then you say all the brachas in Shmoneh Esrei. No one says, but you said them already.
No, okay. So first of all, the brachas in Shmoneh Esrei. Well, it's only this one. Matir Asur. First of all, the brachas in Shmoneh Esrei is kol of so many more things. Oh, you mean how you can say mechayim? You said all the kind of shama. You said all the kind of shama, and you said matir asurim. So you already have two prongs against the second brachas in Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, but first of all, it's kol much more. And anyway, that's part of a whole cheftel package of Shmoneh Esrei. They were masaking 18 brachas or 19 brachas to say. And then there's a lot more in there. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't see how you can say Matir Asurim after davening. And the Taka Paskins, El Safi Brachas, not to say it. You davened already Shmoneh Esrei, you said Yotzer Ma'oros, so forget about Nosin Zechavina. Or at least Misafik, don't say it. You said Shmoneh Esrei, don't say Matir Asurim. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, as far as I know, and this mentioned, there's no mention of this. He doesn't raise his points. But I did see recently this Sefer, which recently came out, the Tziyunei Halacha on Tefillah, which is These are Pesachim of Rabbi Yashiv's conversations, which Rav Kook had with Rabbi Yashiv. You know, it's back and forth. There's Shayla, I asked, you know, Shayla, and he answered this question, and he answered this, etc. And then I asked him back, you know. Anyway, so he paskins here that he asked him about saying Matir Asurim. Do you say Haim Levarach Matir Asurim? No, says Rabbi Yashiv, Zehu Safi Brachos Vein Levarach Matir Asurim. It's on page Nunhei. And it's Tzuyin Tfila and Tfila, Tzuyin Halacha and Tfila, Chelek Aleph. No, Zehu Safi Brachos Vein Levarach Matir Asurim. Oh, so then he asked him back, oh, so then sounds like the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says also not to say Nosin Lesech Vivina. So did you also not say that? So Rabbi Yashiv said, Where's the tarnagol mentioned in David? Heich muskara tarnagol b'tvila. So he said, oh, no. So he said, Yashiv knew what the Aruch HaShulchan said, but he said back, no, the Aruch HaShulchan said because he yotze ma'oros. So he said, no, that you could say. So he asked him back, he said, okay, in other words, the Rav is being maskim to the Aruch HaShulchan, safik legabi matra surim, but not legabi, you know, not the gabin is not since Lechivina, right? Mikol Malkim, the gabin matrius or maskim a rabbi svaraso, etc., etc. So he said, Rabbi says, yeah, zev shel shmoa. You can hear. You said it already. Matrius room. You said it, so I can hear the Aruch HaShulchan's taina. But not since Lechivino, ain't lo shum has kara b'lashon zebetfila. It's not mentioned on tefila, but vade efshel levarachos. Rabbi Yashiv paskins. No sin sechavina, don't worry about. You don't have to be choshish for Aruch HaShulchan safek. But matrius room is taka choshish for Aruch HaShulchan safek. So. As I said, it's so interesting because the Ramah was so saying. The Ramah said, "You say all the brachas," and we're finding, you know, pikpukim on this one, on this one, some of them from the Gedolei Achronim, you know, from the earlier Achronim, and now from down to Achashochan and Rabbi Yashiv. So, but as you said in the Mishnah Berurah, there's no mention of not saying either one of those two brachas. So, okay, we'll leave it at that. I looked in the Halicha Shlomo to see if there's a shita quoted from Rav Shlomo Zan Arbach. I did not find over there that he should mention anything about whether or not to say those two brachas. Okay, now mention while we're here, just be inyan l'inyan. There's another place where we have we mentioned last week that from the Mishnah Berurah already that if you said the bracha that all of the brachas are shachar in general, the order is not ma'akev, right? In general, whatever order you say them in is okay, but when it comes to two of them, it is zokev kufufim amater asurim. It means you have to say, you must say Matir Asurim first. Because Matir Asurim means Hashem untied me, so to speak, from the chains of slumber that I could sit up. And then Zokiv Kufufim allowed me to stand up. So if I already made the bracha to thank him for allowing me to stand up, that already includes, encompasses the Shevach of being able to sit up. So once you said Zokiv Kufufim, don't say Matir Asurim. So similar to that, you know, at a chasana by the chuppah, we say, somebody says Sheva Brachas, right? Birchas Nisuin. Sheva Brachas at the Chasna. Then they're said again at the Suda after the Chasna. And they're said again if you have what we call a Sheva Brachas meal in the course of the week. Any Sheva Brachas meal which meets the conditions, Panim Chadashos, and whatever the conditions are. So we say Sheva Brachas. Now, in the Sheva Brachas also, the order is not Ma'akev. Sometimes it happens. If you in the course of your life, you had many chasanas, and you'll probably see sometimes where they made a mistake. They gave the person the wrong card, or whatever, or pointing at the sitter, and he said the wrong bracha, meaning he skipped one. He skipped the bracha, and he said the next one. So, what do you do? Could you, let's say he said, beginning, Shehakol Baruch Chvodo, and then Yotzer Adam. And he said already Yotzer Adam. He said Shehakol Baruch Chvodo. So, the next person is Shehakol Baruch Chvodo. The order is not Ma'akiv. Door is not Ma'akev. He said already, Sameach to Samach before saying Sostosis. Say Sostosis afterwards. But, says Rav Moshe Feinstein in Tshuva, that's again, that's as far as most of them are concerned. But there are two of them that end that have the words Baruch Hashem Yotzer Adam. First, there's one short bracha, Baruch Hashem, okay, Melech Lam Yotzer Adam. And the next one is Baruch Hashem Melech Lam Asher Yotzer Es Adam B'Tzalmo. We thank Hashem who formed man in His Tzalim V'Tzalim Niso V'Hiski Men Binyan Adi Ad Baruch Ato Hashem Yotzer Adam.
In that situation, everyone's having the matzvah Yotzer the same bracha, and someone else has a different bracha. Don't you have to repeat that the bracha again?
Well, first we say everyone. It's only the Chassan and Kala have to be Yotzer. Yeah, the people
so
in the
okay,
yeah, but I don't think most chassanim are having in mind what yes, what not. They, you know, probably most chassanim wouldn't even notice that you said it out of order, or you know.
Well, Don't they have to be
Yotze
with bracha?
Yes, whatever bracha, they have in mind to be Yotze, whatever bracha you said. Halavai, they have that, you know, they realize they have in mind to be Yotze. So the Yotze, whatever.
If the person's thinking, okay, fine, the next bracha is,
Ben Hashem, you'll hopefully marry soon to see. Tell me afterwards if you were paying attention to which bracha they were saying we're supposed to be saying. You know, we don't. I don't think he has a mind to be yotze. Stop, man. Whatever the din is, if the din is also the person said it out of order, yotze. So he'll be yotze with that one. That's fine. You know, you are reminding me. So there is, I believe, is a psak from of the Har Tzvi. That's Pesach Frank, the Rabbi Yerushalayim, that. You know, the halach is that if you make a shahako on any drink, or any food, rather, any food or drink, you yotze b'di'evi, right? So, l'mash, if you take a cup of wine, say, baruch shem makan machlam, shakon li'eb d'varo, yotze, you drink it, you yotze b'drach, right? So, but I think he paskin, but I think there was if the background was there was a chasna, and there was tzaddik kedushin, made a mistake, and he said, shakon li'eb d'varo, and you know, it's a cup of wine. And he passed because he's not Yosef. Why not Yosef? It's first of the din, right? It's first of the din. He says because he's saying the bracha. Usually, Masada Kedushin doesn't even drink from it. Doesn't drink. He's saying the bracha for the chas and the kala. He's being motzi them. So he's a shaliach. So I didn't make you a shaliach to be motzi me in a b'di'evedika fashion. But shakal you Yosef, but it's only b'di'eved. I made you a shaliach to make the bracha for me, to make the right bracha, not to make the wrong bracha. There's expression in the Gemara, l'tikuni shadar tich v'lo levusei, I sent you to do what's good for me, not what's bad for me. So here, I'll be yotzi b'di'evet, but I want to be yotzi chatchila. So I think he passed, you're not yotzi, you have to say it again, because if you said it for yourself, that's one thing. But if you said it for someone else, as a shaliach, you can't be a shaliach to do things in a b'di'evet fashion.
That was my question. I was asking.
Okay, but I don't, this is not even b'di'evet, though. Who says b'di'evet?
Even though it's not
in order,
but
as long as the order is not makev, it's not even makev. It's not makev. It's not makev. Because I remember last week, Rabbi was saying that if someone
has a mind to say Hashem bracha, then he says something else. Like he says,
when he said Hashem's name,
right,
he's supposed to have in mind, know what he's going to finish with, right?
Okay, but
again, I think the chassan just I really think Hashem has a mind to be yotzei whatever he's right. saying. Okay, but says Rav Moshe in the tshuva that if you already said the bracha of Asher Yotzer Adam Salmo, but Salmo is Tadniso, but his kimen binyan Adam Baruch Ata Hashem Yotzer HaAdam, then you can no longer say Baruch Ata Hashem Yotzer Adam, because you already said a more encompassing bracha which ends with Yotzer HaAdam. I think it says that the reason for the two brachas, one connected the Yitzir Rishon and the Yitzir Shni, and Hashem made Adam one way, and then he, you know, reconstructed in order to get Chava out of it, and but Lamaiser Moshe passes in the tshuva that if once you said the second bracha, you don't say Yotzer Adam anymore. So I was actually at a chasnas many years ago. The person who got married then, the people, I'm pretty sure the people, the grandparents already. It was many years ago, and this happened where. Whatever, I don't know how the person was pointed the wrong thing, gave him whatever it was, but he person was called up to say Yotzer HaAdam, and he said the next one, he said Yotzer HaAdam, etc. So I believe, from what I recall, there was a difference of opinion amongst the Gedolei HaPoskim who happened to be at the wedding. The Chasim was from Toronto, Kala was from Chicago, the wedding was in Chicago. So I'll just say this over. I didn't hear from him directly, but Rav Shlomo Miller, the great guy in Pesach in the, you know, Toronto, was at this chasana, and I believe he held that they should still say, not like Rav Moshe Tshuva, halacha l'maisa, they should still say the bracha, which I could check it now, because there's a sefer now in the Suin that quotes his psukim extensively, probably to double check, but I think he was the pinsay, but Rav Shlomo first was also there, and he was the local Rav, the local posting, and the Rav of the Kalas family, and he held to do like Rav Moshe Tshuva. Once you said the second bracha, you don't say it. So they talk and didn't say it. They they omitted the bracha. So somebody lost out on the kibbutz and whatever, they lost out on bracha. But I'm not saying that bracha. But anyway, so this is mamish. It's the same Indian here. I didn't look now at Ramosha Shuv inside, but I imagine I'm remembering vaguely that he compares it, or that he draws on this halach of pokei achivim matrasurim is okay of kafufim, that you can't say them out of order.
Does someone who sleeps during the day and works at night, does he have the same halachos for everything else, or is it different for him if his normal day is like that?
In terms of he for sure should be able to say Elokei Neshama after sleeping the day. Maybe.
Yeah. Like, are things reversed?
I don't think so. If he gets it, if he sleeps mamash just during the day and wakes up, he goes to sleep by day and he wakes up, it's still day.
Like a nurse who works in a hospital, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.
So right.
Backwards.
Right. They have to figure out how to do things right, but I don't think it will change in terms of that. I don't think that changes. Okay, let's just make one more halach here, Berachas HaShachar, and that is that there's a shaila in the poskim, a discussion whether one should specifically stand when saying Berachas HaShachar, or is it okay to sit? Now, in general, for a Berachas HaMitzvah, we stand, with few exceptions. There are exceptions at the Seder. We don't stand when we say Asher Kedushanam Sibsen Al-Achilas Matzah, or Al-Achilas Marah, whatever. But some even sitting when they're washing until Shadayim, especially at the Seder. But generally, as a general rule, you stand for a Berachas HaMitzvah. But what about these brachas? So it seems that Meikar Adin is okay to sit, but that having been said, it's right to stand. And in fact, the Mekar Chaim, who's the Chavos Yoyer, says that even one who's listening to the Shliach Tzibor say the brachos, as they do in many shuls, and is answering, should stand. Even should stand when you're, even then you should be standing. And that's already Nacha Darga. But even, it's a kosher when you're saying them yourself. So, although, as I said, there is Al Pi Alocha, it doesn't seem that it's compelling to the person has to stand, but it does seem to be that is the more appropriate position to be standing during those saying those brachas. Okay, well, what's here?